Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Asbestos known to cause several types of cancer and is linked to more than 40,000 deaths in the United States annually.
EPA finally bans all uses of asbestos in the U.S. after decades of trying.
Sadly, too many communities across America face the loss of wealth, prosperity, and the possibilities that still reverberate today.
President Biden unveils billions for rebuilding struggling communities torn apart years ago by highway construction. Plus, coastal town spends big on beach restoration that washed away days later.
Oh, man, all of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And what's going to happen to coastal communities like this? Yeah, you don't believe them?
No,
or?
I'm not a climate change guy.
Well, then no need to worry. If you're not a climate change guy, climate change isn't a problem. Don't stop not believing. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, lots of important stories today, but once again, we've got to start with redonkulous heat records.
Yes, unfortunately. In South Sudan, in Central Africa, officials have closed down all schools starting on Monday and warned parents to keep children indoors due to an extreme heat wave expected to persist for weeks, with temperatures topping 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Much of South Africa is mired in extreme drought, suffering the driest February in decades, which has killed crops, curtailed electricity from dams, and caused severe, widespread water shortages in the city of Johannesburg. Scientists link the extreme heat and drought in Africa to man-made climate change.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., new data indicates that spring is getting warmer and arriving earlier on average nationwide. That's across nearly 230 U.S. cities analyzed by Climate Central. This year, Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossoms tied for their second earliest peak bloom on record. The short winter and early spring of 2024 is also influenced by a warming El Nino. But overall, man-made climate change is causing shifts in the bloom time and ranges of various plant species, according to USDA maps, and that is affecting wildlife, causing a timing mismatch between animals and the plants they rely on for food, which can affect their ability to reproduce, especially for birds. Early springs also hit allergy sufferers. A new study finds that North America's pollen seasons are now 20 days longer than they were in 1990.
Yeah, maybe, but, you know, I'm not a climate change guy.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration on Wednesday unveiled more than $3 billion in funding from the Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act to reconnect and rebuild communities split by highways and other infrastructure projects that disproportionately demolished Black and low-income communities.
Good.
With economic consequences that still reverberate today.
Yes.
Here's President Biden announcing the unprecedented initiative in Milwaukee late last week.
I'm here to announce the first of its kind investment, $3.3 billion in 132 projects in 42 states are going to help right historic wrongs.
And after more than 30 years of effort, on Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency unveiled a comprehensive ban on all uses of toxic asbestos in the United States. The deadly carcinogen kills an estimated 40,000 Americans every year and was still used in some products in the U.S. decades after a partial ban was enacted. It's the first chemical banned under a 2016 chemical safety law signed by President Obama that finally gave the EPA broad authority to regulate tens of thousands of unregulated toxic chemicals in everyday products.
Finally, decades after every other reasonable country has already done it.
Yep. And finally, the residents of a coastal Massachusetts town spent $600,000 of their own money to truck in sand to restore a stretch of beach eroded by storms and rising seas in order to protect their homes. A storm washed it away in just days. The homeowners now want state taxpayers to fund more temporary sacrificial dunes in perpetuity, but the state doesn't fund beach restoration on private property. One homeowner offered a telling detail in an interview with CNN.
As long as you keep rebuilding, it's not going to go away.
Do you believe in climate change?
No.
Don't believe in that?
No, I don't believe in that, no. I'm not a climate change guy. I don't believe that this beach will be gone and destroyed 20 years from now, 30 years from now.
But will it take $1 million worth of sand every year to keep it?
It might, but you've got $2 billion in property here. We just need the state to help with the funding to protect the properties.
Well, you just keep believing that, buddy. I'm sure it'll all work out great. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.